Scott Air Force Base in Illinois is home to a brand new building, 164,000 square feet devoted to cybersecurity. It's the Global Operations Command of the Defense Information Systems Agency. Colonel Paul Kraft, the commander, described the new center in an interview with Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
I would say 70% of DISA Global is here in Illinois, along with those two cyber protection teams, roughly about 1,000 folks here at the main headquarters. But we also have, you could call them battalions or squadrons that are located in Columbus, Ohio, in Springfield, Virginia, down in Montgomery, Alabama, in Pensacola, Florida. We have other locations that have other capabilities within the command that are both operationally controlled or direct supported or assigned to DISA Global Operations Command. So, but the majority of our command is within this new facility.
Yeah. So talk a bit about what that brings to the table in terms of just consolidating so much of that global workforce into one physical location.
Sure. So the DISA Global, as I mentioned before, is the lead for operating and defending the infrastructure and services that make up the Department of Defense's information network. That includes some major capabilities like the internet access points, so DoD's access to the internet. We run that and defend that from here. The Joint Regional Security Stack is a very, very important cyber defensive capability within the Department of Defense. NIPRNet and SIPRNet are non-secure and secure internet protocols. Also voice and video services. Our mobility devices and also cloud gateways are operated and defended from here. We also have the mission here in this new facility of mission assurance to ensure that all the airborne intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance, remotely piloted aircraft circuits, global missile defense, nuclear command and control, and White House circuits are also supported. And that is the majority. That is roughly about 800 folks in the building. And then JFHQ Doden, again, has two embedded cyber protection teams. Cyber protection teams are about 39 personnel each that are also embedded onto our floor. So inside this facility, we're able to work with our specific customers in the defense of the network, also operations of the network, supporting combatant commands, defense agencies, federal agencies, and also the clear defense contractors.
Gotcha. Okay. Since you brought up JRSS, the department leadership has talked so extensively about JRSS in terms of as the military services converge around those, just adding so much more capability to see down into service-specific and DoD agency-specific networks to be able to, you know, have that situational awareness so that you can operate and defend the network and monitor them from a facility like yours, I would imagine. How much is that JRSS convergence kind of baked into the go-forward plan for DISA Global?
It is. So JRSS is central to what we do here. So the Global Operations Center for JRSS is embedded into DISA Global here in Illinois. So not only do we run and defend JRSS from here around the world for all the JRSS stacks as they stand up, but we're also responsible with our joint migration teams to actually help our customers, like the Army that was here this week, of getting their post camps and stations onto JRSS system itself. So clearly we're an advocate for JRSS. It's a great system. The more folks realize the quality of service that you get out of it from a network perspective and from a defensive perspective, from a DCO perspective, more and more folks are going to want to use this system. It is a great defensive capability that's coming online right now.
So even though these are regional centers, they're still kind of centrally overseen from right there at Scott?
They are regional stacks, but everything is centrally managed from here, yes.
So talk about...
We actually operate and defend the stacks from here.
Talk about the future a little bit, if you would. The announcement that you folks put out a few weeks ago talked about the fact that beyond the 950 civilian and military and contract employees that have already come to Scott, there are some plans for future growth. So what's the plan ahead?
So the facility has the flexibility currently on how it's configured to allow for modifications as new missions emerge and our workforce grows to meet those needs of the warfighter. But in the near term, actually, DISA and the senior leaders of Illinois have been our advocates to expand on this building already, just based on what we know we already can do. This potential expansion would create additional opportunity for DISA to employ additional resources that are really vital to counter the emerging threats of our nation.
Are there any specific attributes about Scott and the general region around you that made this a logical place to put DISA Global, either in terms of just floor space or the local organic workforce? Why does Scott make sense for this?
Well, I'll say the Air Force has been a great partner of DISA, and Scott Air Force Base is a great location in the center of our country, right outside St. Louis, to have a great area for people to be hired. There is a major cyber capability here that the Air Force has. They have 15 cyber protection teams on this base also, along with the 688th Cyber Operations Group. There's the Air Force's NIC is also here. So there are major IT and cyber capabilities for the Air Force here. We've always been here. We've been here for more than 20 years. As an agency, DISA has, and we just have continued to grow that capability here in the center of the country to provide that operation support globally at Scott Air Force Base.
And I know that at least some portion of this workforce is civilian. Was some of that hired organically from the St. Louis area, or did you have to do a fair amount of relocation from other parts of the country as you did this consolidation?
I would say a good portion of the folks that we hire are actually from the local area, but we are actually going through a hiring process right now. We've got about a 20%, 25% growth in civilian, DOD civilian jobs here within the command, and we have received resumes from around the world, folks that want to come and work in this environment, in this facility supporting global operations.
I think you mentioned earlier that you're bringing in some Army reserve teams to work in the facility in addition to the CPTs that you've already got from Air Force and Marine Corps. Overall, what's the Guard and Reserve role in what you're trying to do there?
So we are integrating the Compo 3 Army Reserve and actually Air Force Reserve officers and NCOs into our real world current operations. The reserves, Army Reserves, have known as the Army Reserve Element of DISA, are located in Colorado and in Alabama and in Missouri. And they come in and we are working through to get them trained to conduct both, I'll say, network operations, but also defensive cyberspace operations, because we have the ability to do training here and obviously the very large floor to conduct operations. So, and that's also for the Army Reserve Element, the Air Force Reserve Element that is here also. So, it's been a major effort to get the reserves integrated into here, and we're continuing to work toward having them fully integrated to support us on both weekends and then major times throughout the year.
Hmm. And as I understand it, this facility sounds like it was basically purpose-built to be a large cyber operations center. As you put together the plan for this facility, what were the sorts of creature comforts that you decided you needed to have specific to this mission?
So we have the well-being of our, I'll say, of our workforce has been the number one focus for what we do here, and is obviously people are the backbone for the missions that we support and the continuity for those missions going forward. So we do have not only the largest, I'll say, cyber operations center in the DoD, but we also have a 3,200 square foot wellness center here open to all DISA employees 24/7 on site in the facility. We also have an AP's restaurant that's with healthy food options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's also open on weekends. And then we have a world-class training facility and conference center and teaming rooms within this new facility that can bring us hands-on training on site, establishing also a communications university here through CECOM, Army CECOM, and also collaborating with organizations both inside and outside the DoD to include academia from St. Louis and in the Illinois region.
And finally, I guess one of my last questions would be, since cyber defense is not exclusively a DoD mission, especially when we're talking about protecting things besides strictly military networks, any connections you want to talk about with other elements of government outside of the DoD, like DHS or the NCIC or other civilian agencies?
So we do have obviously connections to other entities outside of the DoD, and we continue to strive to improve on our technologies and relationships when it comes to defensive cyberspace operations, because it certainly is a team sport. In that effort, we work closely with industry, and again, I've talked about academia, but also the federal agencies to improve collaboration and also defensive measures. As always, we continue to seek out and encourage new collaboration opportunities. Obviously, we have meetings with industry. Industry comes here, and we go see industry. And we're also prepared to collaborate with any of those other partners as directed by DISA and by JPGW.
Colonel Paul Kraft is commander of the Defense Information Systems Agency's Global Command Center. Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.